I'm David Brown in the Texas capital city, and you, no matter where you are, you're on Texas Standard Time on this Friday, November 20th. As has been the case many a morning over the past many days, it seems Texans awoke to news of an attack apparently targeting Westerners overseas. This when a hostage drama staged at a well-known and obviously symbolic site, an American hotel in a former French colony, the now independent nation of Mali in Central Africa. While claims of responsibility are being vetted, there have been reports of involvement by U.S. Special Forces working alongside members of the Malian military as they tried to defuse the situation. Now, we had been set to speak with a top State Department official today about a major trade deal which is causing controversy. You may have heard of it, the 12-Nation Pacific Partnership. But today's events in Africa have forced us to shift our focus just a bit. Christy Kenny has served as an ambassador to Thailand, the Philippines, and Ecuador, and she currently serves as senior advisor to Secretary of State John Kerry, and she joins us from our partner station, KERA, North Texas. Ambassador Kenny, thank you very much. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you. It's great to be here in the Lone Star State.
I would be remiss if I didn't first ask you to comment on one of the top international stories of the day, the attacks on the hotel in Mali by Islamic extremists. A U.S. hotel favorited by foreigners published reports this morning saying the attackers were freeing those who were willing to cite a declaration of Muslim faith. What does that tell you about the nature of the terrorist threat right now?
Yeah, let me just say a few words about the attack, because this is attack on the largest international hotel in downtown Bamako, Mali, a hotel that's frequented by journalists, air crews, diplomats. Right now, the situation's incredibly fluid. So our embassy has advised all Americans to stay home, stay indoors. They're trying to account for Americans that could be in the hotel. But I don't honestly think we know enough at this stage about what's happening inside the hotel to say whether or not people really are signing declarations, what are the motives, who precisely are the attackers. But what it does say is we live in a tough and difficult world. We live in a world where there are people who are willing to destroy families, homes, businesses without real regard to human life.
Madam Ambassador, there are many in France right now who sense that there's a reluctance, maybe a timidity to act by Washington. François Hollande calling it a declaration of war, the attacks on Paris. President Obama called it a setback. Are we on the same page as that important ally in Europe?
I think we are. First of all, you've seen across Texas, across the United States, an outpouring of sympathy for our oldest ally, the French, a country many of us have visited, and if we haven't, we wished we had. And I think where we are with them is very, very close. President Hollande is coming on Tuesday to Washington to meet with President Obama. And what we're trying to do now is two things. One, keep our citizens safe, of course. But second, get at the root causes of this. And so Secretary Kerry is taking off this afternoon to go back to meet with partners across Europe, Middle East partners, the Russians, to talk about how do we solve the situation? How do we get at the root causes in Syria with these ISIL terrorists? And I think that's an important feature. I'd add we are also, U.S. law enforcement, FBI and others, are in incredibly close touch with our French partners as they investigate and work on this. But I'd say we've never been more linked up.
Ambassador Kenny, I want to shift to that trade deal momentarily, but I have to ask one more question. This weekend, King Abdullah of Jordan called the events of the past several days a third world war against humanity. I guess he's actually talking about something much bigger than just what we've seen over the past few days, to be honest. He also referred to it as a war within Islam. Should the U.S., can the U.S. be at the forefront of fighting that war?
I think that's a great question to ask, and I think that's the thing that Secretary Kerry, President Obama, and frankly our partners and allies around the world are looking at. How do we best combat this? This is, as you quite rightly note, this is a war, but it's a war by people who don't have a particular cause. They're not revolutionaries fighting for a government. They're not committed environmentalists. You know, these are people who just seek to destroy. And I think that's pretty hard to figure out how do you go after that. We've obviously been doing it in some senses as a coalition militarily, also looking to solve a more bigger issue of opposition groups in Syria, of an exit for the Syrian president. So I think it's not particularly easy when you're fighting that kind of enemy who seeks only to destroy. and with whom there is no negotiating. I think, though, however, it's a fight we have to win. We don't really have a choice. This is one all nations, regardless of our point of view, are united on. You mentioned Jordan. They've been at the forefront. They've had refugees in their country from Syria for a long time now, and they sit on the border. They know how tough this is.
We're talking with Ambassador Christy Kenney, who is speaking with us from the studios of our partner station, KERA, in Dallas, Texas. Let's get to that trade deal. You've heard all sorts of criticism about this, I'm quite sure. One of those criticisms is, you know, why negotiate it in secret? You know, we learned about the details much later after the fact, as it were. Does that help the process?
Yes, it actually does. But can I back up for a second?
Please.
Because it actually is linked. You and I have been talking about a lot of global issues that are tough, hostage taking, bombs going off. And I think it's really important not to lose sight of the big picture. Even as we're dealing with the crisis of the day, the importance of safety and security, we want to think really big picture for America. And that's about jobs and our economy and growth, something that matters to every single one of us. Do I have a job? Can I afford to feed my family? And so this trade deal, which links up about 40% of the global GDP, will do just that, give us great markets around the world, create a lot of good opportunities. You mentioned negotiate in secrecy. This is a negotiation among 12 countries. You can't possibly publicize every minute. I mean, that's the crux of when you're doing negotiating piecemeal issues, solving lots and lots of issues. The whole deal has now been published. It's available on websites, thousands and thousands of pages. So I think the American people now and people around the world have a good opportunity to look at every inch of this before it's fully vetted by Congress.
Well, you know, it's by no means clear that it's actually going to get the green light from the U.S. Senate, as I'm sure you're aware. A lot of Democrats are among the strongest opponents. Republican John Cornyn of Texas, on the other hand, is one of the biggest supporters of this deal. How do you convince people in the president's own party, given how this is shaking out right now?
You know, these are always tough issues. Trade deals are complicated. There are many people who are concerned about opening opportunities and markets. I'd say for Texas, this is a total winner. Texas is already a leading exporter. And in fact, you export about $156 billion now to countries in this agreement. Can you imagine what will happen in the future? How many millions of jobs more you'll have? And I think that's the key. People need to look at this very dispassionately as a very high standard trade agreement with not only the issues that you and I are talking about, jobs, opportunity for American business, leveling the playing field, but a trade deal that goes beyond anything we've ever done before. Environmental standards, standards to combat illegal wildlife trafficking, promote sustainable fishing, help labor union and human rights formations around the world. You know, this is the sort of thing that will pay enormous benefits. And I think the important thing now is for everyone, and not just members of Congress, but businesses, citizens, to look thoughtfully at this, raise their issues, but look at what does this do? And I have to be honest, I think it does a great deal for us.
Ambassador Christy Kenney, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for your time and for your interest in this issue. I appreciate it very much.